And we are back. Welcome everyone to Let's Talk Packaging, the only show that gets way too excited about what holds your stuff. I'm your host, Alec, and I am absolutely thrilled today because we have a returning champion in the studio.
Champion, Alec, you're being far too kind. But thanks for having me back on. It's great to be here.
When you've navigated the supply chain jungles you have, you've earned the title. For our new listeners, this is Melody. She's a total rock star in the world of procurement and merchandising for a major grocery chain. So when we talk about what actually gets a product from a warehouse to your cart, she's the one who knows all the secrets.
I wouldn't say all the secrets, but I've definitely seen my share of packaging triumphs and, of course, the spectacular disasters.
And the disasters are what we're here for today. Kidding, mostly. We were batting around some ideas before the show, and the core concept kept coming up. This idea that trying to save a few pennies on packaging can end up costing an absolute fortune down the line.
Oh, 100%. It's the classic case of being penny-wise and pound-foolish. We see brands make that calculation all the time, and it rarely pays off.
Exactly. It reminds me of buying cheap garbage bags. You think you're saving a dollar until the bag splits open halfway to the curb at midnight and you're cleaning coffee grounds off your driveway.
That is the perfect analogy. And now scale that up to a pallet of, say, jars of pasta sauce with lids that weren't sealed quite right.
Oh no, I can picture it now. The dreaded call from a store manager.
It's a domino effect of disaster. First, you have one jar that leaks. That sauce gets on the box, the cardboard gets soggy and weakens.
Then, the whole case fails, and suddenly you have a dozen broken jars.
And not just on the floor, but on all the products below it on the pallet.
Exactly. So now we're not just writing off the pasta sauce, we're writing off the bags of rice it dripped on, the boxes of cereal. Everything has to be inspected.
Then you have the labor cost. An employee has to stop what they're doing, stocking shelves, helping customers, and spend an hour cleaning up a huge, sticky, hazardous mess.
The slip and fall in aisle 3 scenario.
The cost of that one incident, the lost product, the labor, the potential safety issue, it completely obliterates any savings from using a slightly cheaper lid. It's not even close.
And that's just the immediate, tangible cost. I can't imagine how much food waste this contributes to overall.
It's a massive factor. All of that product loss gets categorized as shrink. And shrink is one of the biggest enemies in retail. Bad packaging is a direct line to higher shrink, whether it's from leaks, or a bag of chips where the seam splits open, or a container of berries that gets crushed because the plastic is too thin. It's all lost profit.
And what about the customer side of that? The product that almost makes it? I once bought a container of soup that had a tiny, invisible crack. It didn't leak in the store, but it sure did all over my new work bag on the drive home.
That's the worst case scenario. The failure happens after the purchase.
I was furious, and you can bet I never bought that brand of soup again. I didn't trust it. My whole perception of their brand was ruined in an instant.
And that's the real invisible cost, isn't it? It's the lost customer trust. And today, that doesn't just happen in a vacuum. What's the first thing someone does when they're angry about a product failure?
They go online, post a one-star review with a picture of the soupy mess in their bag.
Right, so one packaging failure doesn't just lose one customer anymore. It can be broadcast to thousands of potential buyers. That tenth of a cent they saved on a weaker plastic blend just cost them their reputation.
All your marketing, all your product development, completely undone by a faulty container. So, let's flip this around. What does the solution look like? What are you looking for in good packaging?
Well, the basics are non-negotiable. It has to protect the product, first and foremost. That means things like tamper-evident seals and genuinely leak-resistant designs. That's table stakes for food safety and the basic customer experience.
That little foil circle under the cap that you have to peel off, it's a small thing, but it provides huge peace of mind.
It's a nonverbal promise that says, this is safe, it's fresh, it's exactly as it should be. But great packaging goes beyond that. It starts to solve problems for the customer. Think about resealable zippers on bags of shredded cheese or nuts.
Oh, that's a lifesaver. No more hunting for a chip clip or having the bag spill all over the pantry shelf.
Right. The brand just made your life a tiny bit easier. That creates positive feelings. Or easy pour spouts on a carton of broth, or packaging that's microwave safe. These are features that add real value and can justify a higher price point.
That's a great point. But does better, stronger, more feature-rich packaging always mean more plastic and a bigger environmental footprint? That's a huge concern for consumers now.
It's a very valid question and something we work on constantly. It's about finding a balance. Sometimes a slightly thicker, more durable plastic package that's fully recyclable is a better choice than a flimsy one that leads to food waste. Remember, food waste has its own enormous environmental impact.
Right. Preventing the food from being thrown out is a huge sustainability win in itself.
For sure. And a lot of innovation is happening in material science to create packaging that is both robust and more sustainable. But beyond the material, the design itself plays a huge role in presentation and sales.
You mean the silent salesman on the shelf?
The very best kind. Imagine you're in the produce section. You see two containers of cherry tomatoes. One is in a flimsy, cloudy plastic clamshell. The other is in a crystal clear, sturdy container that makes the tomatoes look like little red jewels.
I'm buying the jewels every single time, no question.
Of course, because that clear, durable packaging does multiple jobs. It makes the product itself look more appealing and fresh. It protects the product, which means a longer shelf life and less damage. And it gives you, the customer, confidence that what you're buying is high quality because you can see it clearly.
And it just feels more premium. If I pick up something that feels solid and well-constructed, I subconsciously transfer that feeling of quality to the product inside.
It's a direct reflection of the brand. We've seen it over and over. A brand will switch to a better, more thoughtful package, and their sales will increase without changing the product inside one bit.
So the old saying is wrong. People absolutely judge a book by its cover, or a yogurt by its container.
In the grocery aisle, they have about 3 seconds to do anything else. The package is the first handshake. It has to communicate safety, quality, and value all in a split second.
So it's really not just a container anymore. It's an integral part of the product.
Absolutely. It's a critical piece of your brand identity. It impacts whether someone buys your product the first time, whether it survives the trip home intact, and most importantly, whether they'll have a good enough experience to come back and buy it again.
It's a direct driver of repeat purchases, and when you get down to it, long-term profitability.
That's the entire game. You can't build a sustainable, profitable brand on a foundation of leaky containers and disappointed customers. Quality packaging isn't a cost, it's an investment that pays for itself over and over.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Stop skimping on your packaging. It's not a line item to be minimized. It's your brand's first impression and your best insurance policy. Melody, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for coming back on the show and dropping all this wisdom.
It was my pleasure, Alec. It's always fun to geek out about this stuff with someone who gets it.
We definitely get it. All right, that's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. Huge thank you to Melody, and an even bigger thank you to all of you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.